You're listening to EinsteinMarketer.com and this is the blog post, Email Marketing, Get Opened, Read and Clicked. We all know the feeling. You've poured your heart and soul into the content, pruned every grammatical flaw and offered the reader the best deal on the market. The emails are sent and then disappointment. You've received stats to take to the pawnbrokers alongside your supersized television and prized vinyl collection. Why? Because you've made the same mistake that 99% of marketers succumb to when they start out with email campaigns. But never fear. Where is a dark, there is a light. Where there is dips, there can be peaks. Where there is Einstein Marketer, there is always hope. Email marketing structure. The truth is, your list receives tons of emails every single day. You need to be better than all of them. We should know. Einstein Marketer has tested tens of thousands of email marketing styles over the years, resulting in hundreds of millions of emails sent. So, if there's somebody worth trusting, it's probably us. Einstein moment. When writing marketing emails, think about taking the reader on a journey that is forever building momentum. Slides are a great analogy. Let's start with a question. Which email would you rather open? A message from an old friend you haven't seen in years? Or an email from a marketing company desperately trying to sell you something? Einstein knows which one we'd prefer. Probably the hopeless attempt at email marketing for a good laugh in the office. But seriously, we aren't your target market, and they'd much rather open the message from a friend. So, let's start there. Be the recipient's pal. Give them a pat on the back and share that secret handshake you've been practicing. How do you do that? First impressions, they count. The subject line. Nothing is more important to email marketing success than the subject line. If nobody opens your email, you may as well take out the ad in the Lonely Hearts column, begging for friendship, because you aren't going to make any via email. But it's okay, Einstein Market will be your friend. But you have to get in line for BFFs behind our latest clients though. They've just seen their greatest ever open rate from our recent email campaign that we did for them. See the screenshot in the blog post. 33% open rate. Okay, nobody likes a bragger, but yeah, we did that. We aren't into patting ourselves on the back though. Instead, we'll share how we did it. Direct or blind? The first question you'll need to ask yourself is direct or blind? And no, we aren't referring to something from the Kama Sutra. This is subject line 101. Direct subject lines inform the reader exactly what's inside. Example, write subject lines like a marketing whiz. Einstein moment. Direct subject lines receive low open rates, but high click-through rates. Perfect for warm leads. Blind subject lines drive curiosity and intrigue with open meanings. For example, have you seen the latest trend? Einstein moment. Blind subject lines are great for top of funnel content. Your relationship with a lead isn't developed enough to be direct. Build awareness by going blind. You'll need to make a decision on which one you use by analysing your strategy, your customer's stage in the funnel, and the product you're marketing. Okay, so now they've opened the email, we need to hold their attention. The intro. It's all about the intro. The best way to go is a punchy, pacey, curiosity-inducing one-liner. And now we bet you're scratching your chin wondering what the hell you should write. Well, if you actually look on the blog on EinsteinMarketer.com on this particular post, you can see what we did in example. Ask yourself, does it make you want to keep reading? Does it drive curiosity? Does it give away the main points of the content? If you've made it this far, Einstein Marketer must be doing something right. Einstein moment. Intros must make readers accelerate into your content. Think of the first 3 seconds of a water slide. The call to action. This is the front door of your house party funnel. If the reader doesn't like the look of it, you're going to be drinking in the dark, sipping the salty tears of loneliness. We've been there. Our email marketing tests have given us more than a few parties for one. But that's okay. We picked and moved and jolted our call to action. Now, our campaigns have the neighbors at the door moaning about the noise. How do we do it? Firstly, don't try to sell the product. This is the biggest mistake email marketers make. It irritates readers. They don't want their welcome to be, hello, buy this. Sell the click. Very important. Sell the click. Use your content to create curiosity around it. Your funnel is built to sell your product, not your email. This is what your link should look like. Click here to X. Look at the above. It's a command. It's in capitals. It would be embedded in the text. And best of all, we can clearly see what will happen when we click it. Einstein moment. Insert a hyperlinked image that takes readers to your funnel or website. It will do wonders for your click-through rate. Let's say we are promoting a webinar. We'd insert a simple call to action like, click here to register. And we would hyperlink the text to our registration page. Don't ask, don't insert a long, ugly web link, don't insert a tiny URL or bit.ly URL, don't separate it with content, don't be mysterious about what's behind the door. We want conversions. Click-through rates will be nothing more than vanity numbers if the lead leaves your funnel because you've lied to them in the email. The last ditch PS. So, now you're saying, cheers Einstein Marketer, another beautifully written blog post, well in this case, a beautifully read blog post, really helpful content, but what if the lead finishes reading the email but doesn't click the link? This is where the second shot at selling comes into play. PS, if you're still struggling with how to write subject lines, view our most successful templates by clicking here. You want to click the link, don't you? Why? Because it's relevant to the content. It's giving the reader a second chance to consider all you've said and pose a specific problem from the content all over the reader's itchy trigger finger. Einstein moment. 1. Subject line. 2. Open. 3. Intro. 4. Intrigue. 5. Call to action. 6. Click through. 7. Conversion. Put the above into play and watch the success of your email marketing campaign soar. Hell, favorite this blog post and come back to study it. Run through it as you've been putting together your next campaign. And remember, never try to sell the product in the email. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this post or any of our other posts, please don't forget to add us on all of your social media channels. Einstein Marketer is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Medium, Tumblr, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. So go over there and add us on them now. And we'll speak to you soon.